If it's creepy and it's freaky, it's on hashtag Creaky, a podcast about the paranormal and unexplained. And here are your hosts, Megan and Brooks.
Thank you, disembodied voice, for that introduction. As always, we're back. It's Megan.
And I'm Brooks.
Yeah. And this is hashtag Creaky, not our other one.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes we get confused. This one is our paranormal podcast, which if you are a regular listener, then you already know that. But if you're new, welcome. We invite you to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. And for everybody, this is brand new information. We have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up. Creakypodcast.com. So it's up. And anytime you want to, you know, contact us, share your paranormal experience, give us some kind of, you know, subject to research on, then you can do it through the website. And there's so many different ways to do that. So you can go to creakypodcast.com. You can go to the contact form, or in the sidebar, you can see our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can always contact us on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a link in the show notes where you can leave a voice message if you would rather not type and just talk.
Which I'd prefer to do that.
Yeah. Well, you have that kind of voice. I mean, not everybody has the Brooks voice.
True.
All right. Today, what are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about glitches in the Matrix.
Yeah. And this was really fun for me to do some research on because there's so many stories out there. And a lot of them date back to like the 4th century.
Simulation theory.
Yes.
So it's been actually going on for a long time.
And there was a Chinese philosopher, Zhang Zhao, which was back in the 4th century. He hypothesized that reality as we know it could be the dream of a butterfly. So almost like simulation type stuff, but you know, they didn't really have technology as we do back then, so but maybe they did and they just didn't know it.
Now, kind of in a nutshell, like, what is simulation theory?
So in a nutshell, that's kind of hard to kind of boil down to a nutshell, I guess. Think about the movie The Matrix. Right. If you haven't seen The Matrix, how would you describe the movie The Matrix?
Essentially, we're not living a real life. We are in a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually not here right now.
Right.
So like it could be either a computer simulation, or if it, you know, when the theories that like predate that is that, you know, it's all kind of just a dream. We're just running these predetermined routes.
Right. Yeah. And that's basically simulation theory, right? Mm-hmm. That it could be artificial simulation, could be a computer simulation. When I was younger, I actually thought a lot that I was the only real person and everybody else was just here for me.
That's one of the things that always pops in my head when I see the glitches in the Matrix videos or, you know, talk about simulation theory, mm-hmm. is the Truman Show.
Right, yeah. Because, so I thought that before the Truman Show ever came out.
Yes, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because right now, I believe everyone's their main character of their story, and everyone's just, you know, around them as like, you know, side characters, supporting roles, really.
Right. And if this is true, which, I mean, nobody can prove that it's not, and what we're getting ready to talk about, the glitches in the Matrix kind of prove that it could be true. But if it is true, then is God, what we know as God, is he really just the one that's pulling the strings?
And run the simulation?
Yeah.
I mean, there's also the theories that aliens could be running the simulation.
Right. Like they found a planet, decided it would be good to, you know, use it as a model. Maybe. I don't know. There's so many different theories out there. It's when you get into it, it just gets deeper and deeper.
Yeah, it branches off. Some of them run kind of parallel to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting just to think about the possibilities.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess that's why The Matrix was a big hit too, because it's a possibility, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does kind of make you think. And then, of course, now this is something that I was thinking of before we did this episode. I know there are instances in my life where I stopped and was like, what just happened? Or what was that? It's like, no, that can't just happen. But I can literally not recall any of them.
Yeah. It's like the same for me. Like, I know I've had those moments, but I have no idea what really happened during that moment.
Yeah. Like, I can't really recall. I'm sure people can think of like, oh yeah, I've had those moments where I was like, you know, well, this is odd, or that can't be right. And maybe like some of them are so large enough that people can remember them. They're like, oh, this one time, you know, this happened to me and it was unbelievable. I couldn't understand how this could happen. But for me, trying to think back, like, I know I have had those moments. I just can't remember them.
Well,
either I've dismissed them or just not thought about them anymore.
Right. And these glitches stories that I hear, I'm guessing these people told them soon after it happened. Mm-hmm. Like, was like reaching out online, like, has anybody ever experienced something like this? Yeah. Some of them are just little things and some of them are pretty big things. And usually it's not just one person. Well, I guess usually it is just one person, but there are instances where multiple people have the same experience. So it couldn't have just been in one person's mind. And I mean, have you ever heard of, I'm trying to think, the Mandela effect?
No, I haven't heard of that.
So the Mandela effect is when a person believes that their distorted memories are fact and accurate recollections.
Hmm.
What was that tone? Was that you?
There's a tone?
Oh, I heard a tone. Maybe it's a website that I'm on making some music. Sorry. All right. So there is, you know, Nelson Mandela.
Mm, yes.
Okay. There are lots of people that remember him dying in prison back in the 80s. But he never died in prison. But there are so many people that share the same memory. And so they call it the Mandela effect. Mm. And there are lots of, I guess, examples of it happening. Like, I'm trying to think of one that they said, that they gave. When you think of Curious George, okay, does he have a tail?
Yes.
He doesn't have a tail.
But
he doesn't. Yeah, and a lot of people specifically remember Curious George having a tail.
Because he's a monkey.
Yeah. And then people swear there was a Jiffy peanut butter back in the day, but it's just Jif. And people, and they've kind of said, well, they were just mixing up Jif and Skippy to make Jiffy. So some of them are explainable. And then some people remember Looney Tunes as being T-O-O-N-S, when really it's T-U-N-E-S.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The Berenstain Bears, it's actually the Berenstain Bears, but people remember specifically the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, that's how I remember them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's like an old cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an old cartoon. It was based on some books. I remember reading the books.
Mm.
And I mean, maybe it was because whoever read you the books mispronounced it. You know, there are some, but the Mandela, the one about Nelson Mandela, it doesn't have anything that was reported back then that they could find. There's no reason that all these people have that same memory, because it never happened and nobody ever reported it. But there are lots of things like that.
So that, could that be conceived as like glitches in the Matrix, where, you know, if something were to just kind of break in the system or the simulation, that a huge group would remember things happening one way, but it's already been corrected, but it just hasn't been, you know, like, I would guess like patched, like, you know, how you get updates to like your computer.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, that's a sort of glitch in the Matrix, that maybe it was a different reality for certain people, and that's why they have that memory. I don't know. But I thought it was important to bring up because it kind of goes along with simulation theory.
Yeah, a lot of things kind of go with this, or in and around it.
Right.
But specifically, like the glitches in the Matrix are supposed to be like errors, just like what they are, glitches. So it's like when these things go wrong or don't go correct, you know, people witness this, people see it, people. I mean, me honestly, like I said, I've seen stuff or had moments where I'm just like, you know, oh, that can't be right, but I can't remember them. I can't recall them. Right. I can't recall a specific moment.
There are certain things that I do remember, like putting something somewhere and then it moved and I know I didn't move it. And there isn't a very big possibility that anybody else moved it.
Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, so those are probably some of the most common ones.
Right.
I know everyone's had those moments where you've put something down, you immediately go right back for it and it's gone. And you're like, wait, I just put it right here.
Crazy.
And now, then, is that our glitches in like our memory? Like we know, like, hey, we put it right here, or did something really happen to where something messed up and now it's gone? It moved.
Right. Who knows? It's been a big debate. Well, not really debate, but there's lots of theories on what we perceive as reality. Like, what is reality? Could it be a simulation? Could we be in a different dimension where there's tons of dimensions and there's all different types of realities, like you living thousands of different lives? Do some of these dimensions sometimes cross and then you see something that doesn't make sense because it's actually you in another dimension living the life? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's lots of scientists that believe in different dimensions. Parallel universes, to be specific. So
that can go along with the theory of like reincarnation and everything. With reincarnation, there's also a theory. It was like a story way back in the day about a man who either had a dream or had like an epiphany that he had been reincarnated, and that we were actually one person.
Yes. Oh, I was going to bring that up, that you just keep getting reincarnated into all of the people that's everywhere.
Yeah. So it's like, as soon as like I die, I would be reborn, but I would come back as like you. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So, cause that would make like, you know, the whole simulation theory that, you know, it's pretty much the world is a one player game. And we're constantly just living through these lives and then restarting in someone else's life. Oh, in different time periods and all around the world.
And it's so weird that right now you're you and not some billionaire flying in space.
Yeah, but well, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. I always make the joke that I guess I was like a queen in my past life that was really mean to her subjects. And that's why I got reincarnated into who I am. But no, I mean, I guess interesting thing about it to me is nobody can prove these theories wrong. You know, nobody can prove them right, but nobody can say for a fact that it's wrong and that's not how it is.
Yeah, well, that's mainly why they're theories.
Right. But
because there's a possibility, you know, that it could be possible. It could be truth, mm-hmm. but we just don't know.
And then it gets into the whole, is anything true? It's mm-hmm. so we're being very philosophical today.
Yeah. Well, that's what diving into this kind of stuff really opens up.
Right.
Is it makes you think. It makes you think about a lot of things.
You know, I will wake up in the middle of the night, and it always happens like this. Almost every night, I'll wake up and have to use the bathroom, or I'm really thirsty or something. And the first thought that pops into my head is, you're going to die one day. Like, I don't know why.
What?
Yes. Like, every time. I can't control it. It just, like, I'll even try not to think of it. But if you try not to think of something, then it's definitely going to, you're going to think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I gotta use the bathroom, or man, I'm thirsty.
Right. No.
But for you, it's like, I'm gonna die one day.
Yes. And then I just look around and I'm like, God, this is really, really bad to think about when you're trying to get back to sleep. Like, is it gonna happen tonight? But I don't know why. Is it like my brain telling me that I'm not living my life to my fullest potential? Because I'm gonna die one day, so I better keep remembering that. Instead of, you know, sleeping in or watching.
Yeah, but to wake up to those odd feelings is strange.
It's very strange. And I don't know if it's a glitch somewhere, you know, like they don't want me to know that, but my brain's like, you gotta know. It's not something people think about a lot, that they're gonna die.
I mean, I think a lot of people think about it probably more often than you think.
Really?
Yeah, because I think everyone just has those moments where they just kind of stop and it's like, man, one of these days I'm going to be dead.
This is going to suck.
And that's gonna suck.
But anyway, back to glitches in the Matrix. So just kind of like hiccups in the simulation is what people say, you know, kind of explain these away as. Mm. I don't know if you have any stories or if you want to talk about any of the videos you watched. I have some stories that I found.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the stuff I found while looking around on this, because I think even prior to bringing this up, I used to kind of mess around on YouTube and watch these videos, because you can get a lot of some of them are dumb. Some are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Some of them you kind of look at them and like, oh, that looks fake. But the idea behind it, because like even if it did look fake, like if something were to happen in real life, like say car crashing into nothing.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I did. It was crazy.
Now that could be some clever editing, and that could be some, you know,
right,
some fake tomfoolery going around there. But you know, if you think about it, like if something like that were to happen, it would look fake.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if that were to happen in real life, it was like, wow, that does not look real, because you know it's so out there. So yeah. To think about the possibility that it could be true, you know, cars crashing into nothing. You know, it's interesting to think about. Or there was a story I heard. It was a pretty. This is more of a simple one. Mm-hmm. I think it was like two guys went to a restaurant to get an order. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the food, but I'm gonna kind of mix it up. I think one got like shrimp lo mein, and the other one got like steak lo mein.
Yeah.
And they got them in the little styrofoam containers, and they sat down at the table, and they opened one, and it was steak lo mein. So they closed it and said, "Oh, this is yours." Opened the other one, and that one was steak lo mein also. And they're like, "Oh, wow, they must have messed up our order." But when they opened the first one again to check it, it was shrimp lo mein. But both of them could swear up and down that that was steak lo mein when they opened it and looked at it.
Crazy.
So it wasn't just one of them saying, oh no, I looked at that. I could have swore that was sacred. Both of them saw it.
Yeah, no, that those are like the stories I hear where it's multiple people. And I mean, I read the ones with just one person, but the one with multiple people are the things that really kind of convince me that it's possible this happened.
Yeah, because there's multiple people who observe the same thing and go, you know, did you see that too? Like, I saw that.
Right. I was reading about a guy who he was convinced something was wrong in his, like in the area in his town, because when he would leave for work and he would somehow be home 5 minutes later when it was a 15 to 20 minute drive. Mm-hmm. So he would leave from work, drive 20 minutes, but then it was only 5 minutes later from when he left. And it wasn't just him. He took people home and they had the same experience. Like they would park at his house and he would drive to work. Like they would take turns. So it didn't matter who drove, they would all have the same experience of it only being 5 minutes later when they got to his house, knowing good and well it took like 20 minutes to drive. So it's a glitch in the time matrix, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, it could be like skips, or, you know, like a record player, like when a record player starts skipping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all it takes is that one little slip and there goes like a chunk of time right there. That one little glitch could be perceived as like a time skip.
Right. Yeah. There was another one that I really thought was interesting. It was a guy who worked for the sheriff's office. And one day he got a call from the sheriff asking him to bring all the reports, dispatch logs, and any documentations that were referencing a specific case. So he gets it all together and starts towards his office. And then he meets the sheriff in the hall and hands him the paperwork. And he was like, I never called you asking for this, but I was on my way to your office to ask for it. He had just got there. So there's no way that he could have called from his office like the caller ID and everything said. But he was coming to ask him for it. So that's kind of weird. It almost makes me think of like the interdimension thing that we mentioned.
Like, the different timeline paths.
Yeah. Like maybe he did call him in that one, but he was actually going to ask him for it in another.
And that's where the glitch was that the guy had like two different choices, call or go ask. And he opted to go ask, but the other guy got the glitch in the Matrix where he actually received the call.
Yep. And there was a few that I read about that where somebody would have a phone conversation with somebody and the other person would swear up and down they never called them and they never had that conversation. I mean, it could be, you know, somebody going senile or crazy, but it's weird.
Yeah, or like just super busy and like, you know, I'll, you know, call him real quick, okay? And then it's like, oh, I don't think I called you.
You know, I have that with like bill pay. I'm like, did I pay that? I swear I paid that bill. But I think it's because you're in a routine of doing it every month that sometimes you think you did it when really it was the month before. But yeah, I mean, it's, and people say about they know the words that are getting ready to be said before the person says them. Almost like a finish your sentence type of thing. But this happens with me. I will experience deja vu and then all of a sudden I'll know what the next person's getting ready to say before they say it.
So deja vu, I think they even bring that up in the Matrix actually. Deja vu is actually like a sign of a glitch in the Matrix.
It's crazy.
Because I've had
that a lot too.
I've had one moment of deja vu where I'm sure a lot of people have had it where, you know, you see a place and you're like, I've seen this place before. I've dreamed about this. I know what this place is. Because I had it when I was younger. I actually dreamed about our grandmother's house before we went there. And it was exactly as it was in my dream.
Oh, like her new house?
Her new house.
Oh.
So I had dreamed about it. And when I pulled up, or when we pulled up, I was still pretty young. The dream actually included like dinosaurs chasing me. It was a pretty scary dream.
Right.
And I remember when we pulled up, I immediately recognized the place and remembered the dream and had this like just feeling of like dread and terror because that's how I felt in the dream. And I was legit scared that dinosaurs were going to start popping out.
Crazy.
So that was like one of the specific moments where I had deja vu where I've seen a place or have been to a place before I've actually gone there. And then one specific time of deja vu I've had was when I was hanging out with one of my buddies, Josh, back in high school, and we were playing a video game, and we're sitting there in his room, and all of a sudden I got hit with deja vu, and I remember this exact, I mean, a lot of people, you know, we always have, you know, wow, I just had deja vu, because you just remember, like, I've lived through this exact moment. But I got hit with deja vu so hard in that instance that we're sitting there playing a video game in his room. And I told him exactly what was going to happen next on the video game.
Oh, wow. And it happened?
And it happened. We just rented it. You know, I've never played the game before. We just rented that game. I just remember specifically sitting in there doing that and seeing what was happening on the game. And so I told him exactly step by step, this was going to happen, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. And it happened.
Crazy.
And that is the only time I've actually called out deja vu and said out loud what was going to happen before it happened.
That's happened to me though. Like it's almost like it was an experience of being somewhere that I have remembered. Don't know how I remembered it, but somebody says something, it like ignites the deja vu. And then I know what the other person's going to say. And then what that person says. And I think that's what these people are explaining when I was reading about it. And that's why, like, they don't know how they know it. It's just the feeling of deja vu comes over them and then they know it. you know, I was thinking too that I believe that me and my friend Joey experienced a glitch in the Matrix.
Really?
We call it Vuja Day. But we were in Eden, like on the Eden, Virginia border. This is in North Carolina. And we were trying to get lost. We were teenagers. We were just having fun. And we're like, let's get lost and see if we can find our way back. So we go down a street, or it's a country road that we have never been down before. Again, we're trying to get lost. We go down the street. I mean, it's a pretty straight street. There's no, not a lot of winding curves or anything. About 10 minutes later, we start recognizing things that we've seen before. And then Joey says, we're coming back up the same street. And we were seeing the same things backwards. So we called it Vuja Day.
Oh.
But we never turned around. We have no idea how we came up the same street we went down when we never turned around. There was no cul-de-sac, you know what I mean?
No, roundabout.
No roundabout, nothing. It was basically straight shot. And we came back up the same street.
See, that'd be interesting. That's the stories I would like to hear from our listeners, where it's just kind of those out there moments where it's
right,
you know, how this happened, going up one street and then end up you're coming back down the same way, but didn't turn around or anything.
Yeah, we tell people about it and nobody ever really believes us, but we were both there. We know what we saw and what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring it up every now, Vuja Day. But I mean, we really didn't have that experience of Vuja Day. We just saw the same things we saw on the other sides of the streets because it was the same street. And I wonder if that kind of stuff, you know, I didn't see anything like that when I was researching, but we can't be the only people that's happened to.
Yeah. Glitches and makers are just pretty much anything like that. Anything that kind of throws you for a loop. And like we said, you know, anything big, small, just those moments that really make you kind of stop and think and go, wait, what? What just happened?
Crazy.
Or you can't really explain it.
Yeah. Like if you meet a stranger and you know something about them, and that this is another one that I read a lot about, people would meet strangers for the first time and know some random fact about them when they'd never met them or heard of them before.
Mm-hmm.
One guy talks about meeting someone he'd never met before, and out of nowhere it just popped in his brain that this person had a golden retriever that died in 2009. And then he said they'll inevitably bring up the fact that I mentioned without me saying anything first, sometimes seconds later, sometimes years. So he'll never say anything to them about it, but then they'll admit that really did happen to him.
They'll eventually bring it up.
Yeah. I wonder if he tells them, I know. And then they're like, okay, stalker.
Yeah.
I see a lot about the conversation ones. And then the items moving.
Yeah. I would think those are probably the most common ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, that's really what we're kind of thinking they are, is that if this is indeed in a simulation and we're just living our lives through it, that there are going to be errors, there are going to be continuity errors.
Right. Here's one that I thought was really cool. It's from this person's brother. I don't think her mom believed him, but I certainly do. He seemed spooked when he got home. He was sitting in the passenger seat, driving home alongside my mom. A bright green car swerved and hit them, knocking bits and pieces of glass into his arm. He jolted awake afterwards, just in time to see the same green car pass them. He claimed he felt the marks of glass left afterwards, too.
That's almost some Final Destination stuff right there.
Right. It's almost like the different realities, you know, merging kind of like in one reality, the car did hit him and he just happened to experience both at the same time. One guy saw a man teleport in broad daylight.
Oh, I do like seeing those. Those can be easily faked, but a lot of them that you watch, it's like I said, you know, things like that would happen would look fake.
Right.
So I try to keep an open mind and think of the possibility, like, oh, that, you know, that looks fake, but that could be real, maybe.
Yeah. And this particular person he talks about was like had a reputation of being really eccentric. People just thought he was kind of different, you know, weird, but not in a creepy way. His brother told him stories about this guy making people pass out just by whispering in their ear, giving people glass pendants and saying, this is the color of your soul. Just really weird stuff. So he was thought of like as a magic man. His brother and him were walking through the Westtown Mall when we saw it. The guy is incredibly recognizable. He is 6'5" African dude with a gray goatee, nose piercings, and like 4 rings per finger. So it's like you can't mistake him for someone else. He always carried a staff and wore a floor-length black duster jacket with huge-ass buckles on the front. His name was Zeus, or maybe that was the nickname they gave him.
Yeah.
We saw him walking just a bit ahead of us and then turned towards an exit. They lost sight of him for about 60 seconds after he turned the corner and left the mall. The weird thing was after my brother and I passed the same exit and not more than about 30 seconds later, we were coming upon another exit entrance on the other side of the mall when all of a sudden out pops Zeus. He said, this is a big place. It takes 5 minutes to walk the length of it. There's absolutely no way he could have made it to the opposite side of this place in the time he did. Even if he was sprinting or somehow able to go up and over the building, 60 seconds is just not enough time. He said, he teleported. There's no other way for me to explain this. And I mean, he's known as a magic man, so maybe it could have been some kind of illusion that he was doing. But again,
maybe.
But
it's just one of those moments that are like very far fetched where it just makes you go, what?
Right. And have you ever made like a random guess about something and then it just comes true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it before. And then I play it off like I knew it the whole time.
Right. Exactly. I do that too all the time. Like Kevin will ask me who sings the song and I'll just guess at it. And then that's who sings it. I'm like, yeah, I told you. You're going to try to Shazam and figure it out. It was me.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Come on now.
Right. There is a lot of those types of stories too. And what I found in one particular one was this guy was waiting tables about 12 years ago and his coworker forgot to put in a food order for a 3-top table. He also forgot what the order was. I was laughing at him, stressing out, trying to figure it out. And I said, it was probably fried mozzarella, cheeseburger with no onions and chicken fingers. He said he was completely joking, but that was their exact order. He said, freaked me out. I made him let me run the food to the table to make sure he wasn't fucking with me. I mean, that's a pretty specific order.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break and then come back with some more of these creepy stories. We're back. What are your favorite glitches in the Matrix type things? I know you had talked before about the airplane taking off and just freezing in midair.
Yeah. That was one I saw where I think it was someone driving down the road, and I think it was some of the first videos I saw that actually got me kind of researching it and watching more videos on it. Is these people were driving down the road and they were showing this, I mean, it was like a huge like airliner,
right?
Just kind of freeze frame in the air, like it wasn't moving anywhere. It looked like it just taken off from the runway and was like, you know, how they take off and usually they go over like some like roads or whatnot.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite over the road yet, but it was getting close to it, but it was just suspended there in midair. And these people were driving past it and just looking at it and like they were recording it.
Like it was freeze framed.
Like it was freeze framed. And I've seen the same ones with birds where people are showing these birds with like their wings like kind of straight up with like their mid flap. So it's not like their wings are straight out and they're like gliding on the air and just sitting in one spot, maybe kind of bobbing up and down. Like these birds have wings like stretched straight up and they're just kind of, you know, froze there, like froze in place.
It's crazy. And like you said, like it's hard to prove the videos, but it's hard to disprove them too, because it's such an odd occurrence that it's going to look fake.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that I would love to see that though, just for myself, you know, to see an airplane just frozen there.
Yeah. I think that's what it would take for me, is to see something to that extent to, you know, truly believe, like, you know, instead of being on the line of, you know, is this fake or is this possible? You know, could be possible, could be possibly fake. You know, it'd be an experience to actually witness a glitch in the matrix, but would I remember it? I think something like that, like seeing an airplane froze in the sky, or like just birds like froze there, I think I'll remember that. Right. I think most of my occurrences are pretty small occurrences that I just quickly dismiss and I just kind of forget about. I know I've had those feelings of, you know, how is this possible? But then immediately just dismissed it as, you know, oh, I'm dumb. I wasn't thinking about it, or, you know.
Right. Yeah.
It's whatever.
But to record it at the time, that might help. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. To capture it. Mm-hmm. To actually witness it, that would be a different story.
Well, I was reading about what scientists think about the do we live in a simulation theory. Mm-hmm. And it's like a 50-50 chance, according to Scientific American, a well-known scientific journal. So even scientists are like, it could be possible. And it says, gauging whether or not we dwell inside someone else's computer may come down to advanced AI research or measurements at the frontiers of cosmology. So there are actual things that scientists can do to try and prove or disprove this. It's crazy. Neil deGrasse Tyson explained the simulation argument to comedian Chuck Nice. I'm not really sure who that comedian is, but I definitely know Neil. First name basis. The idea that we could be virtual beings living in a computer simulation. If so, the simulation would most likely create perceptions of reality on demand rather than simulate all of reality all the time, much like a video game optimized to render only parts of the scene visible to the player. Maybe that's why we can't travel faster than the speed of light, because if we could, we'd be able to get to another galaxy. Before they can program it, so the programmer put in that limit. So, like, there are reasons why humans can't do certain things. It's because the programmer limited us to it.
That's kind of an interesting thing, because I'm big into video games, and that's, you know, like I said, how video games are done. They can only, for processing power and to stop things from, you know, from crashing or having an error, you know, they put limitations on you. You can only, you know, see so far. The thing is like draw distance. It's like how far you can see and how far it can render.
Yeah, exactly. The same with us. We can't see too far. Things start to get blurry for us, you know? And the same with when people stay up all night and they don't sleep, they start hallucinating. Maybe part of our programming is we need to sleep, because if we don't, then we start seeing other parts of the reality we're not supposed to see.
Ooh, that's an interesting concept.
Right. Others have attempted to calculate the chance of us being virtual entities. Now, a new analysis shows that the odds that we are living in base reality, meaning an existence that is not simulated, are pretty much even. But the study also demonstrates that if humans were to ever develop the ability to simulate conscious beings, the chance would overwhelmingly tilt in favor of us too being virtual entities inside someone else's computer. So it's kind of weird. It's a caveat to the conclusion that there is little agreement about what the term consciousness means, let alone how one might go about simulating it. I don't know if you've ever seen this show, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but they had a way to capture people's consciousness, and when they die, put them in another virtual reality. almost like they could pay for heaven. And if you had a lot of money, then your heaven was really good. And if you didn't, then you were just stuck in like this windowless room with like a crayon and a piece of paper. It was
a movie or a show?
It's a show. And it only had one season, and I think a new season was coming up, but it was based around this one guy who was in a car accident, and it's very unlikely to have a car accident because they were all self-driving cars. Mm. So he was trying to prove that he was murdered. And in this heaven, you have a guide that's actually alive and can watch you. Anytime you need help, then they'll help you and try to guide you through this new simulation that you're in. So him and his guide started kind of forming a relationship, and his guide was helping to try to prove that he was murdered, but it was like a higher up thing. So people started following her, and it's a really good show. Yeah. And he had a girlfriend, and somehow the girlfriend may have been involved. I'll have to look it up. Simulation show. I think it was on Amazon. There's a lot of simulation hypothesis documentaries on Amazon. Upload, that's the name of it.
Upload. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know if they're gonna have a second season or not. I really hope so, because they kind of left us hanging, you know. But it touches on the fact that maybe in the future we can capture our consciousness and transfer it. And there was this other scientist on the show that was trying to create like an AI body, like almost like a robot that you could transfer the consciousness from this like artificial heaven into the body. So you could die and then like come back to life, almost like Frankenstein, but in a robot. Yeah, it was really crazy. And there's controversy because you don't have to do this. You don't have to sign up for the consciousness upload or whatever. You could actually die and just be gone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that die suddenly, that's what happens to them. They don't have enough time to upload their consciousness. So his little guide, I'm really going into the show, but it's important. His guide was trying to convince her father to sign up for it, but he didn't want to because his wife died and didn't have her consciousness uploaded. So he thought he could be with her in the real heaven. So there's still debate over whether heaven is real or not, and if your consciousness is what goes to heaven, or if your consciousness is what just disappears when you die.
Yeah.
So there is kind of debate in the scientific world about what consciousness really is, and if we're in a simulation or we're not. Like I said, there's 50-50 chance that the scientific community has kind of said it's possible.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to, you know, kind of dig in more. I really didn't have a lot of time to just really get in and research this kind of stuff, but there are a lot of scientists that have this theory.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, you know, we have to try to keep an open mind about things, about possibilities,
right?
Because I think that's the only way that we're going to really kind of branch out and discover and, you know, find out new things is if we're open to possibilities.
Yes, exactly. A really cool story that I read was this person found a location where people would spawn and despawn. He said it happened quite recently. I was heading towards a place from a train station that was being remodeled, and there's a huge chunk that's under construction. I got a bit lost in the area, and my Google Maps was telling me where I should go through one path, but I couldn't since the whole area was basically off limits and I should take a detour. This was some busy underpass with people going to the platforms, and there was one big temporary plywood wall with big signs of under construction, unauthorized access forbidden, no entry. This part got weird. that plywood wall had a plywood door, and people were entering, exiting it like a normal busy door. Completely normal looking people that look like they don't belong in a construction area. Even some old woman entered it. So then I thought that the map is working fine. So I decided to go through the door, and it got even weirder. On the other side was just a huge empty area, completely under construction. An area of sand, piles of gravel, some pillars, and construction in the distance. The edge of the underpass was completely unfinished. I was really confused since I wasn't far behind the last person who went through the door, and I had no idea where the guy went. There was no path. It didn't seem to look like there was some path where people would have gone. There's a big gravel road in front of me going a bit to the side, and the map was telling me to follow some similar path, so I thought maybe I should check it out a bit. Except fuck no. A big caterpillar tractor sped up along the road, and I wasn't planning to walk near that. I saw the guy in the tractor looking at me confused, so the next thing I thought was to go back since I shouldn't even be here. I opened the door, and a few people walking away to a platform looked at me weirdly, like I did when I saw people entering the door. No one entered after I went through, nor when I came out. So after that, I had to just take a detour since I was in a hurry anyway, and I forgot about it for the rest of the day. So he saw people going in and out of this door, but when they went in, they just disappeared.
And he said he forgot about it for the rest of the day?
Yeah, like he just forgot about it. Like it never happened. But then somehow he remembered it enough to tell the story. And he said it happened recently from when he told the story.
See, that's interesting. That's interesting that you bring that up, that he forgot about it for the rest of the day.
Right. Like he wasn't supposed to see that. And maybe some of the people around are simulated people. Kind of like we were talking about with the Truman Show, except they're actors, but maybe there are simulated people.
I mean, there could also be, they could be actual people in like the overlapping timelines that when the glitch in the Matrix happened, that's what happened. You know, these are people who are just going in and out and doing their daily business, you know, at an already constructed area.
Right.
And he said that the people stopped him and looked at him weird.
Yeah. Like what like they could know, they knew he wasn't one of them.
See, that could be like a mass thing, like where, you know, it's like some, maybe some point in the future, you know, there'll be like security camera footage or something like that of some guy who is looking around, you know, oddly, is not supposed to be there. And it was just kind of stopping and looking at him like, what is wrong with this guy? And then all of a sudden he's gone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to find a spawn and despawn point would be really crazy to experience yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To just see people walking in and out of something, and on one side they're disappearing, on the other side there's nowhere. They're not coming from anywhere. They're just appearing.
Well, what really got me about this and kind of talking about this and bringing that up on Creaky is, you know, we talk about a lot of, you know, paranormal instances and things happening.
Right.
But if you think about it, some of that stuff could be perceived as glitches in the Matrix. Like, I know we've talked about hearing your name being called. You hear it clear as day.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And then there's no one. And then there's no one there.
Mm-hmm. And seeing the shadow people.
Seeing the shadow people. You know, I talked about my theory of them being like, you know, or just the theory in general of them being imprints of like people from the past. You know, people go from their daily things. It could be glitches in the Matrix. It could be, you know, moments you're seeing overlapping from different timelines or things that have already happened or are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just seeing those shadow figures, you know, moving through. And those are the glitches, things you're not supposed to see. Things are supposed to be behind the curtain.
Right. The same with the cryptids, like Bigfoot or the Great White Monkey Bat, both episodes mm-hmm. that we've done previously. What if whoever's programming us just shows it to certain people and then makes it disappear? And that's why there's really no evidence of it. A lot of people can't find it when they go hunting for it. Mm-hmm. Like, just trying to make us go crazy, basically. Because
we could be essentially artificial intelligence, and these are like just strange events that are purposely put there as tests to yes. see what happens, how people will react.
And maybe Skinwalker Ranch is one of those test areas. Maybe that's where the program, where these things come from, like a portal. But maybe that's just programmed in to have these things generate there. You know what I mean?
Because it also explained hotspots in general, because with Skinwalker Ranch, you know, that's perceived as a huge hotspot, but right. It could be as, you know, like video games. Like, say, for instance, in video games, when you're playing a video game, you get to a certain area, there's something glitched, there's something wrong with that area. You know, things aren't loading properly, things are
right.
Are acting weird, but it's only in specific areas because something's wrong with the programming in those specific areas.
Yeah, like lagging. And I did read some stories about where people experience what they would consider lagging, like in a video game,
mm-hmm.
where they would be talking to a person and the person would just keep repeating themselves. And then when they would finally get it out, they had no recollection of repeating themselves. It was like the person was lagging.
that's interesting. That's interesting that where kind of seeing that point from all the stuff we're doing with video games today, with today's technology, mm-hmm. and simulations, artificial intelligence, you know, we're getting close to the possibility where, you know, we're playing these, we're seeing them, we're making them, and then we're kind of looking around like, yeah, this could be legit. We could be in a simulation right now.
Right. And if we were in a simulation, it would make sense that it took us this long to get to this point with the technology how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just kind of like happened really fast compared to the rest of humanity and the time we've been on this earth. Like, why did it take so long? I think about that a lot. Like, humans didn't naturally become smarter over time. We just discovered more and more things over time. Mm-hmm. In the past 100 years, we've came up with advancements that were never thought possible in the hundreds of years before. You know?
Yeah. Like once we like cracked into it, once we tapped into it, it was just like nonstop. We just kept like shooting up and up in our technological advances.
Right. And maybe it's our programmer, like, let's give them a little something else to do and see what they do with it. You know,
like Sims.
Right. Like, we are Sims.
Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. It's an interesting thing about.
It is. And maybe our programmer is watching us right now like, hey, they'll never get it. They're so from all the truth.
Because I kind of think of it, imagine it as like a team of people or beings, like, you know, talking about possibly aliens, where they're just sitting back and watching and listening, and they're like, oh wow, look at them trying to figure it out,
right?
You know, they're becoming like self-aware. It's like if we were to make artificial intelligence and they became self-aware, you know, we'd be sitting back just kind of amazed by, you know, what AI is doing today and in the future. But that'd be interesting, because if we are in a simulation and we're creating artificial intelligence, then would they even be able to like realize, like, you know, that we're just that the AI we're making is an artificial intelligence simulation inside of a simulation?
Right.
Made like, by another simulation?
What if the Sims have our feel, like, what if they're us? You know what I mean? Like, we play The Sims, and it's just a video game to us, but what if they have their own reality, and we're fucking with it? Well,
yeah, and that's what we are. Maybe we're just, right. You know, some type of beings like video game.
We're causing a glitch in their matrix when we, like, remove the pool ladder.
Yeah. What if they're listening to us right now, and now they're thinking, wait a minute, what if we're in a simulation?
Right.
Because our simulation is talking about how they're making simulations in their simulation. What if we're just someone else's simulation?
Oh, simulation.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it right. But yeah, it just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah, because you just keep, it's like those, what's those Russian dolls? You keep opening them and there's another one inside.
Oh, the Matryoshka.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called, Matryoshka. Okay.
But yeah, that's what it'd be, is that each time we find or even discover, like, wow, this is a simulation, and these are the people or entities or beings that are in charge, then you keep cracking open and I'm like, well, they're actually a simulation, and then the people above them are in a simulation, and it's just this long timeline of simulations being built within simulations.
It's crazy.
But then what is the original? Who made the original simulation? Where did it all begin?
Right. And is it like the Matrix where we are the AI version of ourselves, like, where are we really then? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not fat in that in that form. I want to know.
It's possible.
I like to think there is a reality where I'm fit and beautiful.
Well, I don't know where, like, because there's no way of really, like, testing this. There's no way of, like, you know, like, right. We talked about going on ghost hunts and stuff like that, or cryptid hunts, you know, seeing what we can maybe capture, like, evidence-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's really a way, or at least, you know, we don't know of a way that reality itself can be tested.
We don't, and the scientist's point was, if we ourselves can create a virtual reality that's AI programmed, then that could be proof enough that that's what we're in right now. Like, it's mm-hmm. possible. So since it's possible, then it's possible that's what we're in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of a mind fuck.
It is. It gets pretty in there. I mean, it's pretty interesting to think about. Right. But, like, you can stay on the subject and branch off into, like, a million different things and possibilities.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe our dream state. Like, I've thought about this before. Like, what if our dream state is the reality and we're dreaming actually in this reality?
So it kind of reverse.
Yeah.
I dream some weird stuff, though. That would be, like, a very weird reality.
I dream extremely weird stuff, too. And stuff switches all the time, like, right in the middle of it. But you've seen Inception, right? Where the older people, like, don't like the reality, so they stay asleep where they can create their own reality.
So you think that reality itself is so crazy and hectic that we have created this false reality?
Possibly. Have you ever seen Bliss? It's a movie, I think it's on Prime, with Selma Hayek and Owen Wilson.
It's fairly new, isn't it? I think I saw a trailer for it the other day.
Yeah, I watched it, and it's a total mindfuck. But it's kind of like that. Like, Selma Hayek and Owen Wilson meet in one reality, but they're together in another reality, and Selma Hayek is trying to prove that to him in this reality, and then he comes to a point where he has to choose which reality he wants to live in. Hmm. Yeah, it's really weird, but it makes you think, like, why the hell did I choose this reality? Yeah. Well, maybe the other one is really, really bad.
Yeah, maybe the other one's, like, pretty rough.
But, and you hear these, you know, self-help gurus talk about change your reality. You make your own reality, which is true. The choices you make in your life kind of open up different realities for you, but it's all the same world. Like, there's a reality where you're poor or you can be a millionaire, and it's all based on what choices you make in this reality to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know my point with that. But we have free will and we can change things. But do we? Like, do we have free will? Or is there... are you just meant to be something, and anything you try, you're just going to come back to that person because that's what you're meant to be?
I don't know. I mean, you hear enough success stories where people will change their stuff, but is that what they're meant to be?
Exactly. Yeah. And there is, I read self-help books all the time, and I was listening to one on Audible where the guy was talking about how he pictures when he dies, and they're reading about how what he was supposed to be, but he was too lazy to be that. So now he's all embarrassed. And he just, when he dies, he doesn't want to be embarrassed. So that's, like, his motivation to do it. So maybe there is a person you're supposed to be, but it's just up to you whether you get to that point or not. But maybe it's not. Maybe you're just programmed how you are.
Or maybe it's, like, leveling up in the simulation.
And maybe that's why people hate change so much. You know what I mean? Because they're programmed to be a certain way. And when things change, that forces them to change. And it's kind of against our programming to change. We are really getting philosophical here.
Yeah. This is opening a lot of doors and windows and pop the top off the roof. We might as well just, there's no house. There's no spoon. Just there's
blowing
just,
around.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Oh, there's an old lady in a rocking chair.
So, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's really what it is. It's just all theory, speculation, possibilities. But it's all, you know, it's all open to conversation and debate.
Right.
Yeah. It all kind of goes hand in hand with the stuff we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
And the possibilities of, you know, how those can kind of coincide with each other.
Well, I think we've kind of came to a stopping point. At least I feel like we could talk for hours on this, but I want to hear this from
a pretty big topic.
Our listeners, have you experienced a glitch in the Matrix? Have you heard of anybody else you know experience a glitch in the Matrix? You know, just send us anything, even if it's not a glitch in the Matrix. If you've experienced anything paranormal, that could be construed as a glitch in the Matrix. Who knows? We want to hear from you. And we have our new website, creakypodcast.com. Go to our contact form. You can look up all our previous episodes on the website and read about me and Brooks.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah. We don't know what we're going to do next episode, but, you know, I'll leave it open to where any of our listeners can suggest something and we can do some research on it and create a episode for you guys.
Talk about our theories and possibilities.
Yeah, we got lots to say about stuff.
We have lots of ideas and possibilities of how things can possibly be working.
Right, yeah. And we are maybe planning an investigation in the fall. We're talking about it. It could happen. Yeah.
We're trying to set something up.
We're looking for sponsorships. If there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor us, or if you have a product that you want us to review that, you know, could help us with our investigations, then just let us know. Again, you can contact us on our website, creakypodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you guys too. So in the meantime, though, keep it creaky.